Well, we've made it through Thanksgiving holiday.
We now did.
It's Black Friday. Shop Small Town Saturday. Support your local businesses on Saturday. Cyber Monday is coming up, I believe. And then it's off to the races for all of the other holiday parties and everything.
That's right. I hope everybody's got some fun things planned and some relaxing time as well.
What are we doing for the Good Stuff Christmas party?
We're going to travel.
Take a
we're
nap?
Hitting the road.
Oh, we are? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what we're doing. We don't have a plan. Should we
I know
make a
what
plan?
Let's do. Let's go to the TK Angus Bull Sale for lunch.
Okay, tell me about it.
The 41st Annual Bull and Female Production Sale from TK Angus, one of the top reputations in the Angus breed. That sale December 16th, 11:30 east of Valentine at the ranch. Selling 155 fall-born Angus bulls, 32-year-old bulls, and 50 spring calving females. Check it out at tkangus.com and bid online at DV Auction.
Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read, and they do it for a reason. They've got all the solid information that you need, and it comes every week. So it's the perfect guide to help you with your agriculture decisions. You want to know what's going on. You want to know what the market is. You want to hear what the experts are saying or what the predictions might be. Then you need to go to the one-stop shop, Tri-State Livestock News, your guide to agriculture, tsln.com. David Budget sent this in, and it's perfect for today. It's called Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because only in America, people trample others for sales exactly one day after being thankful for what they already have.
That's true.
That's true. That's a little sobering, isn't it?
We haven't heard anything from our friend Slim McNaught lately, and this is actually something he had sent several years ago, actually almost 20 years ago, to Jim.
Okay.
And I like the note that he said, "Hi, Jim. This thing got to running around my head this morning, so I wrote it down and sent it to you." I just kind of think, so you get up in the morning and you think of something like
this?
Yeah,
you just have a poem rolling around in your head.
Slim McNaught, Thanksgiving Affair. Well, I woke up late this morning, because it's a holiday, you know, and the wife's been up for hours, playing with her pots and dough. Now I'm smelling something cooking that has a fine, fine smell, and I expect if I stay in here, that woman's going to yell. So I get my pants on pronto, put my slippers on my feet, and I heads down to that kitchen. In my mind, I'm thinking, eat. But that woman meets me coming, sticks a bucket in my hand, says, "Go down into the cellar, bring me some apples, cheese, and a ham. And when you get back up here, I'll need another hand. I just ran out of taters, so you can peel another pan. And when you go to feed your horse, you can bring that turkey in. I set it in the tack room till I could fit it into the oven." So I hauled and peeled and carried till my old body most played out. And while I'm getting at the chores, I begin to grumble about, I thought this was Thanksgiving Day instead of a day for toilin', and all these trips that she's had me on has got me to near boiling. But when I finally get to rest, kick back in my old chair, and that woman comes and kisses me on my scalp where there's no hair, it suddenly dawns upon my mind that I'm one very lucky guy, because I remember now I forgot the ham. And she didn't even sigh. So, when you think you've got it tough, just look around and see the many blessings you've received while others can't be free. And just when things has got you down and you're feeling of despair, your day will bound with happiness with that kiss where there's no hair. Slim McNaught, the author of that from Slim's Custom Leather here on The Good Stuff.
A lady was picking through frozen turkeys at the grocery store but couldn't find one big enough for her family. She asked a stock boy, "Do these turkeys get any bigger?" The stock boy replied, "No, ma'am. They're dead."
Oh, no.
These are a little turkey leftover humor, I think. You know your family is dysfunctional if Thanksgiving dinner consists of wild turkey instead of roast turkey.
Yeah, wild turkey could get out of hand.
Oh, and let's wrap it up with this. My wife invited some people to Thanksgiving dinner. At the table, she turned to her six-year-old daughter and said, "Would you like to say the blessing?" "I wouldn't know what to say," the girl replied. "Just say what you hear mommy say," my wife answered. Our daughter bowed her head and said, "Lord, why on earth did I invite all these people to dinner?"
What children say.
That's right.
We hope that you're having a blessed day, sharing it with friends and family. If you're traveling, please be careful. We hope that you had a great Thanksgiving from The Good Stuff.